Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shelema, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Meseches Kedushin, Nafnan Gimel. We're going to start from the Mishnah, Nafnan Beis, Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, "Mekadesh b'chelkoi bein kotshe kadoshim, bein b'kotshim kalim, einu mekadeshes." If someone's mekadesh with the chelik that he receives from the karbonis, whether it's kotshe kotshim, and there would have to be a kayin who receives a chelik of the kotshe kotshim that's brought, or whether it's kotshim kalim, and that might apply also to the chelik of the bailim. But either way, the kedushin is not chal. That's a stam mishnah. The sugya discusses it. The gemara brings a sheet this Rabbi Yehuda that says it is mekudeshes, and the gemara's maskana is like the stam mishnah Rabbi Yosi that says ainu mekudeshes. The gemara learns out from a pasuk that the chelik that you have in the karbanis doesn't belong to you. It's mishulchan gavaya kazachu. You can eat it from the Abish that's kilo belongs to the Abish. The Abish gives you rishus to eat it. So mail, it doesn't work for kedushin. It doesn't belong to you. So Taiz asks the kasha, even if it doesn't belong to you, why is it worse in Makadish al Manasha Dabi Laich Lashiltain? That works even though she didn't give anything, but he gave her a not. And Preshua's Mazbataisis. If you'd have to give something of monetary value, so you could say, giving her the meat which doesn't belong to you, so you never gave her something which you own, or now she owns. So Mamela, it can't be a Kedushin. But once you see that even if Adabra Layach L'Shultim works, as long as you Mahana, you give her Anah, that could also be a Kedushin. So here also, when you gave the meat, you're giving her Anah, even if it doesn't belong to you, and even if it doesn't belong to her, but why can't that be a Kedushin? So Taisus answers that there you could charge for being Medabra Layach L'Shultim. You could charge, it's a Sriris. So male, it's like you gave her a Pruta, you gave her a service, and a service which has a monetary value, you could charge for it. But here, you didn't give her a service because it's not your service to give. You don't have toivus hana in it. It's not like you could choose who should eat it. You have a schus to eat it. You can't charge money for this thing. It's not yours. So Mela, you didn't give her anything which has a monetary value which you could charge for. That's what Taisus answers. So Baruch Ber, it's early, it's at the end of Simon Gimel. Baruch Ber closes Chakir. What's Pshat in Taisus Teretz? Is Taisus Teretz mean that you can't be Mekadisha with the meat because it's not your meat and you have no din mammon on the meat, it's Meshulchan Gavaya Kazachu, so you can't be Mekadisha on the meat. But let's say you're Mekadisha, that you say, I want to charge you money for giving up my right to eat the meat. I have a right to eat the meat. It's Chalkai. I got this as my chelik. No one can take it away from me. I have a right to eat it. I'm going to give up my right to eat the meat. And I want to charge you for giving up my right to eat the meat. Would that taka work? Or there's no such right bechlal. Yeah, you can't charge for the right to give up the right to eat the meat. You can't charge for that. You don't have, there's no such thing. You don't have any schus in it bechlal. He brings it, he saw that the Sefer Yad David also had the same Chakira. Clears this for a Shiloh. Does Taisus mean that I can't charge for the Etzim meat, but I could charge you for giving up my right to eat the meat, and I can Mekadish you with that Pruta that I'm not charging you? Now we're talking about where you didn't do that. You want to be Mekadish B'chalke, Mekadish with the meat. Mekadish with the meat, it's not your meat. You're not giving us something of monetary value. It's not something which you own and what she owns. She's not getting it from you. She's getting it Mishulchan Gavaya, like you got it Mishulchan Gavaya. But if you want to make it into a service, I'm going to do a service to you and charge for the service. What's the service? I'm going to be Mevater on my schus. So that I could charge for, because I don't have to do it. And Melikim Mekadna Shanisha with it. Is that, would that work? Well, no. There's no such schusim Bechlal. There is no schusim. And Mela, there can't be a Kedushin altogether. So what the Baruch Ber and the Yad David was declared, I found the Chazanish Nemzon one way v'pshitas, and Rishmu Zoski Nemzon the other way. The Chazanish, since Simon Kuf Mem Ches, at the end of the Sefer, he asks Haris on the Masechta, it's on the Stasis, he says the Torah gave him a mitzvah to eat it, but that's all he has, and there's no way he could transfer to it. He says, let's say he makes up with somebody I'll let you eat it if you give me money. And if somebody eats it, he doesn't have to pay him the money. You have no dina b'chal. Well, let's say he gives it off to somebody, and then he grabs it back. He's allowed to grab it back. It's not transferable whatsoever. He says, well, let's say he lets somebody eat it, and someone else comes and eats it. The second person did nothing wrong. Once you gave up your schus to eat it, so it's fair game. You can't transfer it to anyone. You don't have a mamonis in it b'chal. And the Chazon Ish says, interesting. He says, why can't they charge for giving up my schus? Lamai said, how much I have? I have a schus and no one else can eat it. And I'm giving it up. So why can't they charge for giving up my schus? Zog the Chazon Ish, you can't charge money for not doing something. You can't charge money for not being ma'akev. He brings a Gemara in Ksuvis that somebody wanted to charge money for not passeling the Yavama with a get, and he wasn't allowed to charge money. There's no such thing. There's no schiris in that. It's in Chesant Derayin. It's a Chiddush Ladina. Let's say the marshal is a Dover Hefker, and I could go and be Kainit. I'm there first. And someone screams to me, if you're not Kainit, I'll give you $10. So I say, fine, for $10 I won't be Kainit. I'm not Kainit, he's Kainit, and he says, I don't want to give you the $10. It's not Hein Tzedek. He really should keep his word. But a chiv mammon you don't have. There's no schiris in not doing something. That's tiny to Chazon Ish. So Melech Chazon Ish is naming on that there is no schusim you have in the chelik. It's totally mammon gevaya. There's one thing. Since the Eibishter gave it to you, it's your chelik, you have the mitzvah to eat it. Anyone who takes it from you is doing something wrong because the Eibishter gave it to you. But it's not transferable in any way, and that's why you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with it. But Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Tainis, he brings it to Sefta and Shkolim that says that there's a chi of mazik. If someone goes and is mazik, you have a chelik, and someone is mazik it. He says he's mechuyiv to pay mazik. He brings it to Sefta and Shkolim that way. A big chiddush. That's what he brings. He speaks about even more in the chiddushim above a kama, simin yud gimel. He says, Vaisdais, if there's a chi of mazik, Vaisdais, there is a chi of mammon. No, it's a schus. It's a schus mammon, you have a schus to eat it. And Echinami says the schus mammon. A mazik is chayim. But the pshan is the meat is not your mammon. The carbon is not your mammon, it's not yours. You have a schus to eat it, and that schus is a schus mammon. Now, Taisus is mashman that you can't transfer that schus. Taisus' words are, Eini yachal likach mammon mea na she'asula. He can't take money from it. But then, there's a Taiz Yishanim that says that Avagav the Isbe Shavaprut the Shiachal of Meichel a Kayin. That has a Shavaprut because she could sell it to a Kayin. It sounds like when you give it to an Isha, she could charge money for a Kayin to eat it. So this sounds very much not like the Chazon Ish. I don't understand. The Chazon Ish doesn't stim with the Taiz Yishanim. The Chazon Ish says Mefurish that once you give it to somebody, anyone else could take it. The schus to eat it is not transferable. And the Taiz Yishanim saying clearly that when the Mekadosh gives it to the Isha could get a prut out of it by selling it to a Kayin. I think the Chazon Ish held like the Rashash. Rashash held its 2 days. The Taiz Yishanim's arguing on Taisus. Taisus is saying that there's no mammon, there's no schus, there's nothing. And the Taiz Yishanim is saying, no, Badmison, there is a mammon in it. But still, since it's mammon gevaya, it doesn't work. The Taiz Yishanim L'chayah would be like the other tzan of Baruch Ber, that you could be maybe Mekadosh with the schus that you have, that you could give it over. Just like she could sell it to a kain for a pruta, him his stomach could be Mekadoshah with that pruta, which he could charge her for getting the schus to eat it. Now you have to say, the pshat is he wasn't Mekadoshah with that. He wasn't Mekadoshah with the pruta that he could have charged her for the schus to eat it. He's Mekadosh with the Etzem Dover, with the Etzem meat. And that, he doesn't have a bailus on it. And she's not eating it from him. She's eating it Mikvayim. Hazay L'chura. Now Shash already says that Taiz and Taiz Yishanim are two different shatim. Taiz holds that he can sell it. He has no schusim whatsoever. And that's L'chura like the Chazon Ish is saying. And Taiz Yishanim is saying that she could sell it, which L'chura means he also could sell it. But since it's Mom and Gevayim, he can't be Mekadosh with the Gufa Dover. But Shmuel Rozovsky wants to say the lav da for the arguing. Ein echinami. You can't, they're both maskim, you can't sell the gufa davar, it doesn't belong to you. They're both maskim that be'etzim, you could charge for it. because you have a schus mammon in it, you could charge for it. Now the pshat is here, he's not charging for it. When Tosfos says he can't take money for it, meaning he can't charge for the etzem item, because the item's not his, he can't charge for it. If you want to charge for the item, it doesn't work, it's not chal. But if you want to charge for giving up your schus achila to let the isha eat it, it says the schus mammon v'harayi, there's a chi of mazik that you could charge for. So b'kitzur, we have two mahalchim. We have a mahalach that is b'chlal, not yours. You don't have any schusim in it b'chlal. You just have a din that gerada, you can eat it. And you could stop anyone else from eating it. And you can't charge for giving up that schus. And that's the Chazanish's mahalach. We have a Shmuel Zelsky's mahalach that b'emesin, you have a schus mammon in it. And you really could charge for giving up the schus mammon. And there's din mazik in the schus mammon. That if Shad is you being mekadesh with the etzim thing. With the etzim thing, it's not yours. And she's not eating it because it's yours. She's not getting it for you. Everything's mishulchan gavaya. And you're not discussing that the giving up the schus should be the cast of kedushin. But b'etzim, there is a schus moment. Rav Shmuel Zelsky brings a raya that his pshat is behechrich, you have to say, because by Ma'aseh Sheni, we're going to discuss this soon, by Ma'aseh Sheni, which also you can't be mekadesh schus moment gavaya. And there's zichah, you have a schus moment in the Ma'aseh Sheni, like we're going to discuss. So you see that alone doesn't have to be, they have absolutely no schusim in it to make it that you can't be mekadesh with it. Now, Rav Shmuel Zelsky asks the Gevaldik Akasha. Taisus is mavur that when you give the isha hanah, if you can't charge for the hanah that you're giving her, so the hanah that you're giving her is not a monetary value, it's not a mammon, so mail doesn't work for kedushin. And that's why when you give her the meat, even though she could sell it for a pruta, well, let's say it's her father, or it's Kachim Kalim, and he could eat it herself. It's not called Nanah, because it's not something you could charge for, has no monetary value, that's not called a mammon. So he wants to know, what's the pshat in the Gemara early on Daf Zayin, that says, the famous Gemara, that when an Isha gives money to an Adam Chashuv, and he's Mekadesh with the gift that he's receiving, it's a good Kedushim, because that's called Nanah. When you give to an Adam Chashev, there's an Anah that the Adam Chashev is Mekabel your gift. With that Anah, it can be Mekadesh. But that Anah is not something you could charge for. Chari, you can't charge money. Adrabi, he's receiving something. She didn't get any monetary value from him. So you see, Anah alone is good enough for Kedushin. He blames the Sarachin on the Kasha. But maybe he can answer. The Chazanish says he is saying that you can't charge for not doing something. You could charge for doing something, you can't charge for not doing something. So maybe the vart is, when it's moment gevaya, like the Chazanish says, you can't transfer the schutz. You could just be mesalak your schutz. And that you can't charge for. You can't charge for not being ma'akev her to eat it. Ma'ashen kein, l'chayre, you could charge a schirs for being kind to something. Let's say someone has an interest in you being kind to something. And you say, I agree to be kind of something, I'm going to ask you, give me money. You're charging a schiris for it. The stomach that could work. Being kind is epizazach. It's just like rekoid lefanai adab alayach l'shilten. You're doing something. You're being kind of something. Here also, you're receiving a gift. That's epizazach. You're doing something. You're receiving the gift. You're making a ma'aser kinyan. The stomach could charge a schiris for it. Maybe that's a teretz to the kasha. Ulai. Now, the Mishnah also talks about ma'aser sheni. If you can Mekadesh Nisha with Maisa Sheni. Rabbi Meir says you cannot be Mekadesh Nisha with Maisa Sheni. Rabbi Meir says you could. But Beshegi, you can't. It's a Tais, like the Gemara explains. Rabbi Meir says you could be Mekadesh Nisha. And the Gemara says that that's totally the Machlokes. If Maisa Sheni is Mammon Gevoya, Mammon Hedyot. Rabbi Meir learns from a Pasuk. The Gemara says, Kodesh LaShem. From there you learn out from the Pasuk that Maisa Sheni is Mammon Gevoya. A male, it's not your mammon, you can't be Mekadesh Anisha. Mashengen Abudo is Maisa Sheni mammon. Had it? And Mamela, you could be Mekadesh Anisha with Maisa Sheni. The same machlokes is if you could sell Maisa Sheni, if you give it away, but Matana, Bechuli, is a shayla, is it your mammon? You could do what you want with it. It was a mammon gevaya. And Mamela, it's only given to you for eating. You can't give it away to anyone else. Rav Yishayin and Baska, Maisa Sheni is mammon gevaya. That's a psaka. The Rambam and Nochus Maisa Sheni. There's a Rajam of a Kamad of Samar Zion that's Messiah to Pascha Maiser Sheni's Mammon Hedit. Upon a Pashas, we Pascha Maiser Sheni Mammon Gavaya. Now, when the Rambam brings down the din that you can't be Mekadesh and Ishu at Maiser Sheni, the Rambam says in Chisanta Lashin. The Rambam's Lashin is in Perikel Chasisha Salachadalad, Kitchuba Maiser Sheni ain't a Mekadeshis, If he's mekadesh an issue, a ma'isa doesn't work because he should not do his own chafetzim with it until he's played it, like it says kaidish l'Hashem. So l'chayy, that's not the tam. The tam is because it's not his moment, because ma'isa sheni moment gavayhu. Why does the Ram say because he shouldn't do his chafetzim with it until she is chal? It's not the vart. The vart is moment gavayah. So I saw Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Emunah in Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni, Perikim Alachi Yud Zayin. He says maybe the Teretz is like this, because the Emes is the Gemara in Sukkah has a Shaila, if you could be Yetza Esrig with the Esrig Shal Ma'aseh Sheni. Let's say you have an Esrig Shal Ma'aseh Sheni, could you use it for Dalad Minim? The Emes is a Din Lachem. If you hold Ma'aseh Sheni, Mamun Gavoy, it's not Lachem. And that's what the Gemara here says, that it's telling the Machalikas remain Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir holds Ma'aseh Sheni Mam and Gavayi can't be Yetza Esrig with it. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the Ma'aseh Sheni Mam and Hegit. So it could be Yetza Esrig. And the Gemara says the same thing, Lagabi being Yetza in the mitzvah of Matzah, or Lagabi Vezachi of Chala. There also, there's a din of Lachem. And according to Rabbi Meir, it's not Lachem. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Lachem because Ma'aseh Sheni Mam and Hegit. But there are Paskins and all these things that you are Yetza. You could use it for Dalad Minim. And you could use it for Matzah and for. And it is chayiv and chala. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Ram holds like the other man, the Yomah there, that says that the reason, the Gemara there before, and Sukkah Daf Lamine says that the reason why Arla, you're not Yetza, one man, the Yomah says, because it doesn't have a din moment, there's no moment, it's Asabana. And the other man, the Yomah says, because it doesn't have a heter achila. And the Gemara says, Dikki Benayim, Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yushalayim, that if you need a din moment, Ma'aseh Sheni also is not your moment, it's Mamun Gavaya. But if all you need is a heter achila, Ma'aseh Sheni is yours for achila. Has a heter achila, it's your thing for achila, even though it's not your moment, it doesn't have a din moment. So the Rambam paskens that lagabe lechem, lagabe esrig, and lagabe matzah, and lagabe chala, all you need is a heter achila. You don't need that it should have a din moment. Chazak Reb Chaim Knievsky said that's what's bothering the Rambam. If lagabe dal minim, and lagabe matzah, and lagabe chala, all you need is that it should have a heter achila. You don't need a din moment. Sa'akim for Gedusha Ishi, you need a din mamun. L'chayr, if you have a heter achila, so kumtais, it's yours arts achila, so may be mekadesh the Ishi with the heter achila shabai. If them, Zakh Reb Chaim, that's what the Rambam's answering, she'en l'las ashar chafatzav, it's also to do that. You can't give it away, it's also to give it away, and because of the Issa b'di'evit, it's not chal. Either it's that, that the Issa works that even b'di'evit, it's not chal, or because since it's also to do with the heter achila, so Mislam is trying to mekadesh with the guf v'chayfetz, and that's not his. But it's a bissel shver teretz, because the Gemara says the reason is altsmam and gavaya, not because it's also to transfer it. And the whole dinyan, to dalad minim, to those things, it could be there that kpad on lechem wasn't that it should be yours but teretz mamen. There that kpad on lechem was, it should be yours, that you should be the one that has the right to eat it. That's for that, that's what you need for lechem. But for kedushin avadi need a din mamen. Avadi have to mekadesh a moment. So there's a Teretz from Reb Chaim. It's brought in the Briskei Rav, in the notes in the Briskei Rav, the Kislei Agriz and Zochem Navav. It's also brought in the Teretz Ron, B'Shem the Briskei Rav, that he said it B'Shem Reb Chaim. They said that vice this from the Rambam that Be'etzer Ma'aseh Sheni does belong to you. Even if you're old Mamun Gavaya, belongs to you. The din of Mamun Gavaya is just a din. It's a din Mamun Gavaya. It has a Kedusha. So Mimela, you can't give it a Matana. You can't sell it. You can't give it away a Matana. It has a Kedusha. It's a Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni, which is Mafkia, which gives it a Din Mamun Gavaya. But Be'etzim, it's yours. So the Rambam is saying the real reason why you can't be Mekadesh Anisha. Because also, Lasa Shaykh HaFatzav, that is the Din of Mamun Gavaya. Be'etzim, it's your Mamun. It's your thing. But the Torah is Mafkia. The Torah is mafkir, the dinim of the moment from it. The Torah is mafkir, the din that you could give it away from Matana, or you could use it from Mekadesh Anisha. Ve'enei divrei Rambam, that's good for the din of Mamun Gavaya, that you can't do Shai Chafatzav Ad Shirchal. Thus state they say in Reb Chaim. The Emes Rabbi Chanan says a similar word, but it's not mamish the same thing. There's Rabbi Chanan, it's in Kunches Divrei Seifim, Perek Aleph, it's also in Sachem and Avav. Rabbi Chanan says that Ma'aseh Sheni really is yours. It's just that you don't have a din moment. He compares it, Lamashal, to someone who's mafkir avdai. A mafkir avdai yatzal chayr is a tzarek et shichur. The Etzim Evid is his, just the Mamonis of the Evid is not his. So here also, the Maisa Shemi belongs to you, it's just that you don't have a Din Mamon, you don't have the Mamonis of it. Merely declares, let's say you have Chametz of Maisa Shemi. He declares if you have a Bal Yiroh or not. You're not sure. Maybe for Bal Yiroh, you don't need the Mamonis to be able to Bal Yiroh. Since the Etzim Zach is yours, even though you don't have the Mamon in it, it's Afgan the Mamon, but the Etzim Zach is yours, maybe it's good enough for Bal Yiroh. Rabbi Chanan's a slightly different vart in Rabbi Chai. Rabbi Chanan, the vart is that there's a chsoin in your bailus. You're a bailus on the zach, you're a bailus on the thing. Navas, you don't have a din mammon in it. That's how Rabbi Chanan also learns why you could be eitz in the midst of dal minim with it. Because he says, heter achila alone is zicha not enough, it has to be yours. Then if pshat is, you don't need a din mammon like the Gemara says. The mammonist doesn't have to be yours. As long as al kapanim it's yours and you have the heter achila, that's good enough to be yetzir the dalad minim. Rabbi Chanan won't answer the Rambam, but vaita lemaisi you don't have the mamonis, so why did the Rambam have to say if he should also last a shaykh of yetzir vachi yischal? Rabbi Chaim is learning that you have the din mamonin, it's yours, it's mamish yours. Navas is afka, the Torah was mafkia from using the mamon. The Torah didn't allow you to use the din mamon of the zach ad sheyischal. It's a kedusha which is mafkia. It's mafkia the mamon of yibetzim. It's yours. The whole thing is yours. So that's pshat in the Rambam. Me'el according to Chaim, it's good. Why you could be yetsa the mitzvah now minim with it as long as you hold of heter achil hold. You don't need a din mamon. If you hold, you need a din mamon. So there's afkar from the din mamon, even though it's yours. Al kapanim yav heter achil, so it could be yetsa the mitzvah of dalad minim. Now, the Briskerov, the Enzvachim, brings the Raivin and the Tiris Kainim, at the end of Tiris Kainim, the end of Ayikra, the Tiris Kainim, brings the Ribui that a Yairish also has a din that he's paid and he's Maisef Chaimish. And the Raivin wants to know, what do you need the Ribui for? Why is he worse than a Makal Matana? So one Pshat, he has any Chanami, he's the same as a Makal Matana. But Lefilap Pshat, he says, Klar, that the din that a Yairish, it could be paid in a Maisa Sheni and be Maisa for Chaimish, is dafka like the man the Amma Maisa Sheni, Mom and Hedit. But if you're Maisa Sheni, Mom and Gavaya, Azavi, you can't give it away from Matana, Azayach, you can't yarshin it. That was one pshat in the Raivit. And the Raivit in his second pshat says, no, Matana you can't give because Maisa Sheni, Mom and Gavaya. But Yerusha you can have. Ramazan the Ramam is also Mavua that way, that you can have Yerusha. And the Rashmi Shansan on the Teresh Kainim also goes that way with the Klarkite that you can have Yerusha. But the Raivin has one side that you can't be Merishit if you hold that it's Mam and Gavaya, just like you can't do Mechira Matana. So the Brisker Rav says, Lefi the Rambam, Lefi the Yisai, the Abchaim Bodeis from the Rambam, that Batsimin is yours, it's just Afkar, that Mam and Gavaya is Afkar from the Baila, so you can't sell it, and you can't be Mekadesh and Ishu with it, and you can't get away with Matana. So Vadi Yerusha, you would be able to have. It wouldn't be shaykh to say he wouldn't have a Yerusha. That's what the Brisker Rav Nam done. But look like the Mistafina, I wouldn't be 100% sure. Because the emphasis you find is a machlekes achreinim. If you hold Maisa Sheni, Mom and Gavaya, could you be Zeich and Maisa Sheni from Hefker? And they speak about a legabe netta ravai. Be munagay by netta ravai. They're talking about a tree that's growing pears. It's netta ravai, the fourth year of the tree. Netarivai has the same din of Maisa Sheni. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, and you could be Mechalit. And the same halacha applies. If your old Maisa Sheni is Mam and Gavaya, so Netarivai is also Mam and Gavaya. If your old Maisa Sheni is Mam and Hedyat, Netarivai is also Mam and Hedyat. Netarivai is the same din as Maisa Sheni. They were discussing if you have Netarivai in a Shemitah year, is it Shaykh to be Zeicha on the Netarivai in a Hefka? The Ksais. And Simon Samachalav Sivkat and Gimel and Rukvega and the Mishnayis and Maisa Sheni and Perikay Mishna Aleph, they both named on that you could be Zeicha and Netter Avai from Hefker, even if you owe Maisa Sheni Mam and Gavaya. They say to answer up a Rambam, it's against Tarichas, so I can't get into it. The Einig Yantif and the Divi Yecheskel, they both ask on him, how's it Shaykh? If you hold Maisa Sheni Mam and Gavayahu, like the Rambam holds, so you can't be Zeich from Hefkets. It's Mammon Gavaya. It doesn't become your Mammon. It won't be Shaykh to be Zeich from the Hefker. So the emphasis you can answer Rabbi Kivegam and the Ksais that they say it could be Zeich from the Hefker, like your Chaim's word. Reb Chaim is saying that even if you hold Maisa Sheni Mammon Gavaya Betzim, it is your Mammon. Betzim, it's yeah, your Mammon. Now there's a din, the Kedush is Mefkia, that you can't sell it, and you can't give Matani, you can't Mekadosh and Isha. But when it's Hefker, so there's no din, no one owns it, it's Hefker. So then you could be kind of, That's what I would say, Pshat, Nebbi Kveg and Nexais. But the problem is, Reb Chaim himself in Hilchas Chia, and to answer the same Rambam, he says a different teretz, he names on that you can't be Zeich and Maisa Sheni from Hefker. Because since Netter Avai Maisa Sheni is Mom and Gavai, it can't be Zeichel from Hefker. So how does Yishtum with Reb Chaim saying that Be'etzim it is your Mom and, it's just that the Din Mom and Gavai, the Din that you can't use it is Afka. So maybe the Pshat is that the Afka is not Stam on the Bailam that he can't give it away, he can't sell it, he can't be Mekadosh and Isha. It's Afka on the Chayfetz. And the Chayfetz becomes untransferable, even though Be'etzim it belongs to you. But the chayfetz is not transferable. That's a din of mamon gevaya that you can't transfer the chayfetz at all. You lose your bialis to transfer the chayfetz. So maybe who would then when it's hefker, the chayfetz, you can't be kainet. It's a din in the chayfetz. The chayfetz can't be transferred from one to the other. So even if it's hefker, the din, the same afka is that you can't be kainet. If all that is richtig, and I'm not sure it is, maybe you could take it a step further. That'll be a tachin. The Ravid is saying it can't be Yerush. It also, baita, the din mamon gevaya is mafkia that it can't be transferred through Yerusha, even though Yerusha avada could be cholik, and that's why the other teretz of the Ravid and the Rambam and the Rash, they will say that avada could be Yerush Ma'aseh Sheni, even though it's mamon gevaya. At least you can hear the tzad and the Ravid that you can't be Yerush Ma'aseh Sheni, because that's the din, even though be'etzim it's yours. But the kedusha of the Maaseh Sheni is mafkiyat from being transferred, mafkiyat from having the dinim that it could become Yenis, could become Yenis thing. As I want to say, b'derech efsha. And now let's go weiter. Ka'amar, there are three machloikis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Mei and Rabbi Huda. There's a machloikis by Maaseh Sheni. Like we said, Rabbi Mei holds Maaseh Sheni's mom and gavaya, and Mamel there can't be a kedusha in Bechlal. Rabbi Yehuda holds Maaseh Sheni is Mammon Hedyot, but still Rabbi Yehuda holds that B'Shegeg Lo Kiddush. And that's because Rabbi Yehuda holds it would be Kedusha Tais. If you know it's Maaseh Sheni, she would not have accepted it. And Mamela, it's Kedusha Tais. And you have a Machloikis by Hektish. Two Machloikis, in effect. You have a Machloikis by Mezid. Rabbi Meir holds it by Hektish, but Mezid is Kiddush. Because he holds that hektish is yaitse midei hektish ayidei me'ila even b'mezid. Well, like Rav says on the next blot, that maybe it's dafka by Big Dekuna, we'll discuss it. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no. It's not yaitse midei hektish by me'ila by mezid. Because me'ila is dafka by shegig. And the me'ila, since it's not yaitse midei hektish, so me'ila is mekadosh, so it doesn't belong to him, it doesn't work. And that's one machlekes by mezid, a machlekes in hilchas me'ila, a machlekes if... When you use hektish, does it go out lechulin when it's a mezit? And then you have another machlekes by hektish by shegig, and that's a machlekes in ilchis tais. There, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not called a tais. We don't say had they known it was hektish, they would not have done this kedusha. No, it's okay, even though it's hektish, but the hektish goes out lechulin. It's meila and memela, even though they wouldn't have done it. Taka had they known it was hektish because. They didn't do it b'mezid, but once they did it b'sheg, that's the freedom. It's not the pshat that had they known it was hektish, they wouldn't have wanted it at all. But the evid, that's the freedom with it. It goes out l'chulin, and memela the kedushin is chal. And their mayolds, no. No one would ever want to use hektish. Had they known it was hektish, they would not have been maskim to it. And memela, it's not a good kedushin. And like the Gemara says, once it's not a good kedushin, memela it's not a meila b'chlal, it's not called a yitzam hektish b'chlal, and it doesn't go out l'chulin. That's a sugi sagamar. Now, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yankov, Shamas minei d'Rabbi Yechanan tarti, shingis maisa d'Rabbi Yudah shingis hektish d'Rabbi Meir, shneim ein ishim iskadeshes behet. I heard about these two halachas, that the Rabbi Yehuda holds by maisa sheni, it's called the tais, and it doesn't work by shegig by maisa sheni. And that Rabbi Meir holds by hektish is called the tais, and it doesn't work by hektish b'shegig, according to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yechanan said about one of them that neither of them want it. It's a tais for both of them. Even if the isha is maskim, it doesn't work because the baal never would have been maskim. And the only one he says is, Ein Isha Reitzah. The Isha doesn't want. If the Isha would want, if the Isha says she wants, she doesn't want to be mivatel of the Kedushin, so that is a good Kedushin. You don't say that the Baal wouldn't have done it had he known that it was Hektish or Maisa Sheni. But he doesn't know which is which. Which one is it, the Maiser or the Hektish, which one would neither want, and which one only the Isha doesn't want? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says that he would say in Svara that Hektish neither would want, because they're doing an Aveira. They're doing an Isser. And Rameya holds that if they'd be doing an Aveira, and had they known they'd be doing this Aveira even B'Shegig, they never would want to do an Aveira even B'Shegig. So Mel, it's not a Kedushin. So neither would want. Even if the Isha says it's okay, she doesn't mind that an Aveira was done. She'd want to have the Kedushin. But the Baal could say, I would never would have done it had the Aveira been done. He could be Mavatal the Kedushin because he doesn't want the Aveira of Me'ilah. Neither of them want. Mashegi and Maisa Sheni, according to Bidis, Bechlal, not an Aveira. You're allowed to be Mekadosh with Maisa Sheni. The Isha would not have wanted it had she known it was Maisa Sheni, because she wants something she could eat here. She doesn't want to have to go up with it to Yerushalayim. It's Tircha d'Urcha. But the Baal, what does he care? Even though he didn't know it was Maisa Sheni, what does he care? So if the Isha doesn't care, it would be a good Kedushin. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah says. And Rabbi Yaakov said, Fakayet, Ibcha Misnabru. By Maisa, neither of them want it. She doesn't want it because of Tircha d'Urcha, and he doesn't want it because of Unsa d'Urcha, because he'll have to be Mekabel l'achrayis of the Unsa d'Urcha. We're going to explain soon what it means. But Hektish, the pshat is, the Hektish only she doesn't want, because she's not gaining anything from the Aveira that was done b'shegig, because he'd have to be Mekadosh with something else. So Mela, she doesn't want it, she doesn't want to do the Aveira, what does she gain? Now Shekin the Baal, even though he gets an Aveira, but it's an Aveira b'shegig, and he gains because now it goes out l'chulin, and he's able to Mekadosh an Isha with it. So maybe he doesn't care, it dafka the Isha cares. Atkan the Gemara. I want to discuss what the Rishayim discuss, Rashi Taisis and the Rishayim, what it means unsa de urcha. The Gemara says that the husband would care. The husband would never do it had he known it's Maisa Sheni, because he's losing out from the fact it's Maisa Sheni, because he gets the unsa de urcha. He has to have a chrayis on this Maisa Sheni in case it gets ruined on the way to Yerushalayim, we'll have to replace it. And Shalos, what does it mean? Why should they have to replace it? And the sugya comes at Chedushim in the halachas of Shavuot Prutim, like we're going to explain. Rashi has two mahalchim. The first mahalch of Rashi is, if he's not mekabel unsa d'urcha, the Kedushin can't work because it's not a Shavuot Prutim. If he doesn't have a chrayis, that he has to replace it, if it gets lost from here to Yerushalayim, it doesn't work because it's not a Shavuot Prutim. Because she can't eat it here. She can't do anything with it here. So Mel, it's not a Shavuot Prutim. It's only Shavuot Prutim because she could bring it to Yerushalayim. But if it gets nenes on the way to Yerushalayim, so kum dais, he's not being mekabel unsa d'urcha. So kum dais, it's not called the Shavuot Prutim, the Kedushin wouldn't work. So the Kedushin would only work if he's mekabel unsa d'urcha. And therefore, it's also a tais on his part, because had he known it was Maisa Sheni, he wouldn't have done it, because he doesn't want mekabel on it unsa d'urcha. He'd rather give something that he wouldn't have the achrayis of bringing it up to Yerushalayim. And the second malach of Rashi is that even if you're going to say the Kedushin is chal, it's not a problem that it's less than a Shavuot Prutim. But still, she's going to feel bad about it. He gave her something for Kedushin. She couldn't eat it there. By the time she got to Yerushalayim, it was nenas. She's going to feel very bad about it. He's going to feel morally obligated to replace it. And that he wouldn't want to do. L'chatchila, he'd want to give her something which she could be nenas with now, so he wouldn't have to bother in case it gets destroyed, in case it was nenas on the way to Yerushalayim, he wouldn't have to replace it, pasha, to make it feel better. Now the Rishonim are very bothered by the first pshat in Rashi. The Rishonim be'ikah hold of the second pshat of Rashi. Taisus, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ridvan, they hold of the second pshat of Rashi. But we're going to see there's a machlekes also, a shail in the Rishonim also, how vayda goes. And one kasha they ask on the first pshat of Rashi, this is the kasha that the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ridvan will ask, is that why does Rashi say that if the husband's not mekabel unsa d'urcha, it won't be a shavuot prutim? What if you give her a lot of maisa sheni? Wouldn't the Mishnah mekadosh a maisa sheni, it says stam, wouldn't it also be talking about to give her a lot of maisa sheni? So Mela shel zicha, find somebody to give at least some money for it. Let's say you give her ma'is v'sheni worth 10 dinarim. So obviously someone would at least pay one dinar for it, or certainly a pruta for it, even though he'll have to take it up to Yerushalayim. So how could you say that if he's not makabel unsa de urcha, it's not going to be worth a shav pruta? It's a say, review the old mum and head yidhu. And it's something that you could sell. You could sell the ma'is v'sheni to somebody. If it's worth only a shav pruta, so then it's not worth to anyone a shav pruta, because over here it's only worth a shav pruta in Yerushalayim. But if it's 10 dinarim worth the ma'is v'sheni, so it's worth a shav pruta because there is a market for it. Someone will buy it for a very cheap price, but more than a shav pruta, and he'll take it to Yerushalayim. That's the Rishayim's kasha. So the Shara Melech answers his kasha. He says Rashi really answered the kasha. Because Rashi says, "Shleinim leitzia elu b'Yerushalayim, you can't spend it only b'Yerushalayim. She'afilu timkirenu dam of nitfasim b'kedushasai. Because even if you sell it, the money is going to be nitfas b'kedushasai. Now the Rishayim are bothered. Fine, if you sell the ma'is sheni ba'ofen of pidyon, that you're giving them the ma'is sheni, and you're taking the money, and now the money will become ma'is ma'is sheni." So Avada, she's not going to gain anything, so she'll have to bring up the money to Yerushalayim. But if you lower the price, assuming that we're talking about much more than a pruta, if you have 10 dinar of ma'is sheni, you could sell it in a way that the ma'is sheni, the payers will remain ma'is sheni, and you'll keep the money as chul and gemurin. And they'll have the problem with the ma'is sheni, but they'll pay at least the pruta for it. But Zag the Shara Melech, but Rashi clearly bavarn selling it, and he says the only way you could sell it is by mum and by mais and tfas and bikdushasai. So he wants to say like this. He wants to tie in the Gemara in Bechairis has two terutzim, if mais hasheni begvulin is asabano or not. The Gemara had a tzad in Bechairis that since it needs pidyon, that means it's asabano. So those are the two lashainis of Rashi. That Rashi's first lash knows you're not going to sell it. The only way you could sell it is by faked being paid it and making that the payers should be chulin and the mais should be mais, mais hasheni, that's being paid it. But selling it and it will remain mais hasheni and you have the mais chulin, you're not allowed to do that. It's asa bahana. Now the Gemara's maskana there, the second heresy of the Gemara in Bechair says that it's mutta bahana. For that, Rashi says the second lashon, that any chanami will be called the shavar pruta because you could sell it. But the reason why the husband has to take unsa d'urcha is pashit as a courtesy, because she might not sell it, she might want to bring it to Yerushalayim, and then if we'll get nenes b'urcha, she'll be sad that she never had enough from it, and memela, he'll behechach have to take unsa d'urcha, have a moral responsibility for it, but really it'll be considered a shavu pruta. But that's the first kashir u'shein mask on Rashi, that how could you say it's not a shavu pruta if you have enough ma'is sheni to sell, that people will pay for it, and not be mechalit with this mechira, and bring up the ma'is sheni to Yerushalayim. The ma'is will pay a pruta for it, so mele it should be good out that. And you have the Shara Melech's teretz. Now this particular Rashi was going like the Gemara in Bechairis that nemdon that ma'is sheni out of Yerushalayim is also bano. But the Rishonim are bothered by another kasha on Rashi. Naniach you don't have so much ma'is. Naniach that the ma'is you have is itself only worth a shav pruta. So Mimela, there's no Eitzah to sell it. So Mimela, therefore, you'll have a problem that if he's not Mekabel Unsa D'Urcha, it won't be worth a Shavu Pruta, because it's only worth a Shavu Pruta in Yerushalayim. But why should that make the Kedushin Bichal? Over here, it's not worth a Shavu Pruta. So even if he's Mekabel Unsa D'Urcha, it shouldn't work. But the difference is how the Rishayna Masses Kasha. Taisus nems on that the Pshat in Rashi is that it doesn't become a Kedushin until she gets to Yerushalayim. You give her money, you give her Ma'is Hasheni. The Ma'is Hasheni here is not worth the Pruta. Either because it's Asa Ba'ana, or let's say we're talking about an amount of Ma'is Hasheni which she really can sell, because the whole Ma'is Hasheni is only worth the Pruta, and here it's not worth the Pruta. So Taisus learned up in Rashi that the Pshat is it becomes a Kedushin when she gets to Yerushalayim. When she gets to Yerushalayim, that's when the Kedushin is Chal. You gave her something which now is not worth a Shavu Pruta. In Yerushalayim, it's going to be worth a Shavu Pruta. And the Kedushin will be Chal when she gets to Yerushalayim. That's the Pshat in Rashi. Navas, he wouldn't want that because he'd have to be mekabel unto the urcha, because she never makes it to Yerushalayim. So kumdais is never a kedushin, because it never became worth a shavah proof that a kedushin was never nigmar. Now Taiz had a kasha from the Gemara in Becheiris, that same Gemara in Becheiris that we mentioned. The Gemara in Becheiris, when it asked the kasha, the Gemara in Becheiris named on that the kedushin was chal right away. So that's why Taisus didn't like the Pshat in Rashi. If here it's not worth a Shavah Pruta, and that's why Asi Mekabel Unto the Urcha, and he's only Mekabel Unto the Urcha when, so Memel the Kedushim would only be Chal when it gets to Yerushalayim. That's why he has to Mekabel Unto the Urcha. That's why in case it gets Nena Spederich, he's going to have to replace it, because the Kedush is not Chal until you get to Yerushalayim. But that Taisus had a Kasha, the Gemara in Becheiris is Mavur, the Kedushim is Chal right away. But the Ramban and the Ritva asked the Kasha that Stam the Kedushin shouldn't work. If you give us something which right here and now is not a Shavah Pruta, Tain and Zayt is a klal of Ein Kedushin Elam Mekayim V'Shaytai. You gave us something which here and now is not worth a Shavah Pruta, even though she could bring it to Yerushalayim and there it's worth a Shavah Pruta, but since where you gave it to her, it's not worth a Shavah Pruta, so even if you Mekabel Unto the Urcha, but Lamaisa, where you gave it to her, it's not worth a Shavah Pruta, that can't be a Kedushin altogether. That's how the Ritva and the Ramban asked the Kasha. So the Ritva says klar, that if you give her enough Maisa Sheni that she could sell it here and it'll be worth a Shavah Pruta, so there the Kedushin will be Chal, even if you're not Mekabel Unto the Urcha. And what does the Gemara mean that he has to be Mekabel Unto the Urcha? It just means a moral obligation. She'll be upset if it's Nenes Spederach, because she never ended up with anything, so he'll feel he has to replace it. But the Kedushin is Chalavada without it. And, Zokta Ritva, if you give her only a Shavah Pruta worth of Maisa Sheni, so then Stama can't be Chal. Because you never gave her worth a Shavah Pruta. Since over here it's not worth a Shavah Pruta, that's not cool that you gave her a Shavah Pruta. But Taisus is Mashmi didn't hold that way. Taisus had a kasha on Rashi, not that it shouldn't be chal altogether. Taiz had a kasha on Rashi is that you're saying asim mekabel unto the urcha. Oybaza, you're naming on the kedushin is only chal when it gets to Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Becheiri says that it's chal right away. So Taiz has understood in Rashi that it's chal when you get to Yerushalayim. That's why asim mekabel unto the urcha. And Taiz has asked the Gemara in Becheiri says mavur it's chal right away. And Mela Taisa says he holds up the second shot of Rashi, that really it's Chal right away. The Mekabel of Unsa de Urcha is a moral obligation that she wouldn't be, otherwise she'll be upset that she never ended up with the Kedushin. So Kum Taisa, I see a Machloikis Taisa in the Ritva. Because the Ritva says if you don't give her something which she could, enough more than a Shavah Pruta, that she could sell here and get a Shavah Pruta from it, so you never gave her a Shavah Pruta. Ein lehekdesh ala mekayma v'shaytai. So it makes no difference if he's Mekabel Unto the Urcha. But Taisus, he asks a Kasha and Rashi, he could understand in Svara that since it's not worth a Shavah Pruta here, it's only worth a Shavah Pruta to be Shalayim, it becomes a Kedushin when she gets to Shalayim. Not that it's not a Kedushin at all, but it comes a Kedushin when she gets to Shalayim. That's how he learns up in Rashi. But he asks a Kasha, Gemara Becheiris is not that way. So he learns that it's a Kedushin right away. But it sounds like even if you didn't give her more, even if it's only a Shavah Pruta because she could bring it to Yerushalayim, it becomes a Kedushin right away. Azayin L'chayr Shtei N'Taisus. And then Mrs. the Ramban, at the end of his shtickle, he brings Matzazi B'Yerushalmi, Rab Chizkia, Rabivi B'Shem Rab Lezim, Mekachin B'Pruta Shal Maisa Sheni. You can mekadesh with the pruta meiser sheni. Zokter Ramban mashma that even if it's a small amount of meiser, that the demei chulin wouldn't be a pruta. You go baser the share of meiser sheni begufa, and not by how much it's worth. And the chayr does state in taisus. See, the emes is a lot of achrayim don't learn tais that way. A lot of achrayim learn taisus like the Ritva. I'm going to explain. There's a gemara early in Daf Yud Beis. The gemara says kitchu b'tamar. You gave her, you mekadesh with a date. Afilu kur tamarim bedina is mekadeshes, chashin and shemesh of a pruta b'madai. Even if a tamar is worth considerably less than a pruta, but she's still mekadeshes, because maybe it's a shavah pruta in madai. And there's a machlekes rishainim. The Rosh learns up in the Rambam that if you would know for sure it's a Shavu Pruta somewhere else, that would be a Kedusha Vaday. Because since it's a Shavu Pruta somewhere else, she could bring it to that place. Memela, that's cool that you gave her a Shavu Pruta. And the Rambam is Masna. It's Dafka if it's something which will last to get to that place. If you give her something, which you give her a fresh fruit, which won't last, it won't be able to survive the journey to the place where it's a Shavu Pruta, then it won't work. It's Dafka, let's say, a dried date, where it could last for a long time, and Mamele could get to Madai, and it'll still be around, and there it's worth a Shavu Pruta, it'll be Mekadeshes. But the Rosh learns up in the Rambam that's Mekadeshes Midereis. But the Rosh and Kamari Shayna Madaf Yud Beis learn that no, Ein Lehekdesh Ola Mekayme V'Shaita, like the Ritva says here. If here it's not worth a Shavu Pruta, it doesn't work. The Etzim, it's not a Kedushin just because it's a Shavu Pruta Umadai. That's only a Din D'Rabbanan, it's a Gzeiris Chachamim. We're afraid that maybe somebody from Madai will be here and will see that you said it's not a Kedushin. He'll think Kedushin is worth more than a Pruta because to him it's worth a Pruta. We're afraid of that. Memela, we say if it's a Shavu Pruta B'Madai, D'Rabbanan, they will machmen that you need to get. But Be'etzim, the Kedushin wouldn't work because Ein Lehekdesh Ola Mekayme V'Shaitei. Just like you find by Hekdesh, that when you pay the Hekdesh, you don't have to worry about how much it's worth somewhere else. You pay it by how much it's worth in your time and your place. So who within Kedushin, the Pruta works only if it's a Pruta here. Shavu Pruta on Monday wouldn't work. So you have a Machlekes Rishayim in that. The big sugya. So the Beis Shmuel says, I see from Taisus here, L'chari, not like the Rosh. Taisus here, Nemzon. Taisus brought in Rashi that the reason why Ma'aseh Sheni works is because he has a Mekabel Unsa D'Urcha because it's only a Shavu Pruta in Yerushalayim. So the Kedushin only works when she gets to Yerushalayim. Taisus asks a kasha from the Gemara in Mechayus is Kedushin right away. So he brings El Namai, we hold like the second Teretz of Rashi, it's Kedushin right away. So he talked to Beis Shmuel, it's not like the Rosh. The Rosh says if it's a Shavu Pruta B'Madai, it doesn't work for here. Ain't like the Shalom Mekayim V'Shaitai. And Taisus here says if it's a Shavu Pruta in Yerushalayim, she doesn't have to get to Yerushalayim, it works right here. Shavu Pruta B'Yerushalayim can make it a Kedushin here. So a lot of Achreinim, the Behetiv, the Chsam Sefer, in Tshuva Simen Pehe, the Pnei Yeshua here, say it's not a kasha. Taisus was naming on, like the Ritva, that we're dealing with a huge amount of Meiser, which it is a Shavu Pruta here. That's what he means. That's why he says like the second shot of Rashi. But L'chaya, I hear the Beis Shmuel, because Ein Echanami, the Ritva says that. The Ritva has two kashas in Rashi. The advice of Kasha Rashi, why do you think it's not a Shavu Pruta? You could use more Ma'aseh Sheni. And if you're using exactly a Shavu Pruta, Zok the Ritva, you have a problem. Even if he's Mekabel and Sederach, it doesn't work. Ain't like the Shalom Mekayim Mevashaita. But Taisus doesn't ask these Kashas. Taisus just asks a Kasha and Rashi that you're saying that the Kedushin works when she gets to Yerushalayim. I have a Gemara in Mechayris that says it works right away. So he understood Rashi. He understood Rashi, it's not a Shavu Pruta here, and you have to go to Yerushalayim in order to make it a Shavu Pruta, and shit this Rashi is, from a male, the Kedushin doesn't work until you get it to Yerushalayim. Fek Taisus, I have a Gemara that says it works right away. The male is Zok Taisus, like the second shot of Rashi, the Kedushin will work, but Kabbalah Son Sederucha means he's morally obligated. So that's very clear mashma, that even though Be'etzim it's talking not a Shavu Pruta here, and it's only a Shavu Pruta Yerushalayim, it also works right away. And the Emes and the Rabban brings in the Yishalmi such a pshat. So what do we do with the Beis Shmuel's kasha? L'chair, it sounds like they hold like the Rambam, that a Shavu Pruta somewhere else could work for here. Not like the Rosh, that, and Kamer Rishayim, that ain't the Kedushin ala Mekayme v'shatay. So I want to say what I think is a very Geshmak Asvara L'chalik. I was aiming on Asvara L'chalik. When you have the Tamara, which is not worth a Shavu Pruta here, but is worth a Shavu Pruta B'Maday, nothing changed about the Tamar B'Madai. In Madai, this Tamar, the market is such that the Tamar is worth a Shavu Pruta. But you didn't give her a Shavu Pruta. You gave her a Tamar. She could buy the same Tamar less than a Shavu Pruta. It's worth a Shavu Pruta B'Madai. But without you giving her the Tamar, she could take a half a Pruta, however much this Tamar is worth, buy a Tamar here for a quarter of a Pruta, and also travel to Madai, and it'll be worth a Pruta there. The Tamar Be'etzim doesn't have more Shavis in Madai than here. It's just the market is such that a tomorrow is worth a pruta there, and it's not worth a pruta here. On that, we say, like the Shalom Makayim of Ishaitai. Masha'enke Maisesheni, Maisesheni, we're talking about the etzim. If you could eat it here, it would be worth a pruta here. The problem is you can't eat it here. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it. But such a thing even here would be worth a shava pruta. Just gradi, you're not able to eat it. So the chilek between here and Yerushalayim is not the market, where there you say the market is totally in here. The chilek in here and Yerushalayim is, it will become edible in Yerushalayim. So if you have something which is not worth a shava pruta, but she has a way of making it worth a shava pruta, ayideh, she brings it to Yerushalayim, and not the pshat, we could change the market, and the same thing which is worthless here is going to be worth a shava pruta. No, which we could change the thing, but it's not. You could change the thing, they bring it to a different place. There I hear a chilek. That's the chayib shat in the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says this, he's saying that mekachin b'pruta shal ma'isasheni, and the Ramban explains, even if it's a small amount of ma'isasheni, where it's only worth a pruta in Yishalayim, it's good enough. That works. It's not the same as kitshe b'tzmara, where there the pshat is, tzmarim here aren't worth a shava pruta. Not because they're more edible there than here, but stam, the market is such it's not worth a shava pruta there, so it doesn't become mammon because it's a shava pruta there. Mashaykin, he gives something with potential of mammon, you can't eat it here. But be'etzim, the mammon would be good here. So if you can't eat it at all, so that would be chsarin in the mammon. If you keep in Yerushalayim, that gives it the chshivas of mammon all over. And mail it's a shava pruta. And that's what I hear, svar lechalik, to answer the Beishmuel's kasha. So, lesikum. We said over the Machlekes Rashi and Rambam on Kitshe B'Shava Pruta, if something is a Shava Pruta somewhere else, does that make it that it should be a Shava Pruta here? The Rambam holds yes, the Rashi and other Rishonim hold no. Only me there are Bonon, Al Tzegzeir by the Tamara. By Maisa Sheni, Rashi here says in his first Teretz that it's not worth a Shava Pruta, that's why it's in Mekabel Unza the Urcha. And the Rishonim are bothered me Manashach. If you have a lot of Maisa Sheni, it should be worth a Shava Pruta here. And if you have a little bit of Maaseh Sheni, even if you mekabel into the Urcha, it shouldn't work. And the Ritva is mavur, that halacha l'maaseh, if it's a little bit of Maaseh Sheni, taka doesn't work. It's not a shava pruta just because you could bring it to Yerushalayim, because here it's not worth a pruta. And a lot of achrayim learned Taisus also that way. But the Beis Shmuel understood Taisus, that even if it was worth only a shava pruta here, even if it's only worth a shava pruta in Yerushalayim, that would be called... That would, the Kedushim would work, because since in Yerushalayim it's a Shavu Pruta, the Mela would work here. So the Mela, the Beis Shmuel asks, that doesn't stem with the Rosh that holds Ein Lahek Deshel Mekayim Evishaita. So in Mitzad of the Teretz, that the Tamar, since nothing changes between here and Madai, you go bust at the price here. Masha'enkin, if you have something which is potential, that it would be edible in Yerushalayim, you could eat it in Yerushalayim, and that's what has a Shavu in Yerushalayim, that Shavu in Yerushalayim would work even for here. That's who we're tying as far.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.